This is the son of PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness. You're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of your program, Happy Station. I'm Keith Perron. And as always, it's very nice to have you with us for the next little while. So sit back, relax, take a load off. Where did that expression come from? I think it's an American expression, right? Take a load off. I think if you are American, and it is, let me know, because I'd like to know where the origin of that is. Very nice to have you with us today. It's a little bit early right now, and that's because we're recording this show early, and I don't mean earlier in the week. I mean rather early in the morning. The sun came up about 4 hours ago, so it gave me time to take the dogs for a walk, have 3 dozen cups of coffee to get going, because I have a little bit of traveling to do and have to head to the airport later. So that's why we're doing it now. And I have to say, it's a little extraordinary to see a blue sky again and to see sunshine again. We've had that for 2 days now, only because we've had the most atrocious weather. And it is quite amazing. I haven't been up this early in the morning for a very long time, for the very good reason that I didn't like the rain. But today I feel much better. So despite the fact that it is hot, it at the moment, like I said, it's just past 9 o'clock in the morning, and the outside temperature is 36 degrees centigrade. 36 degrees centigrade. What is that in Fahrenheit? I'm not sure. If you don't know the metric system, you should catch up. You know, it's hot, just hot. And had a bit of a problem a few days ago when I planned to actually record this show, in that I sounded like couldn't talk. That's because of the air conditioning. You can walk into some places here, and it really is like walking into a deep freeze. Monday, I got into a taxi at around 2:30 in the afternoon, heading downtown, and it felt like I was on a taxi with wheels. Not a taxi with wheels. That makes no sense. But a refrigerator with wheels. I should say a deep freezer with wheels. That's how cold it was inside. And then you get outside, and it's like boiling hot. But we're expected to have this nice weather for a little bit longer. So that's why I sound really happy today here on the Happy Station. Yes. Well, even when the weather's lousy, you know. All right, very nice to have you with us today. We're going to be going and responding to some of the emails and letters that came in from the special broadcast that we did on June 29th, which if you don't know anything about, I will tell you about in a moment. So let's begin right away with Rowan Burrell from a CD called The Best of Rowan Burrell, a great artist from Jamaica, with Hey Mama. Rowan Burrell, Hey Mama, beginning today's edition of your program, Happy Station. On June the 29th, we did a special live two-hour broadcast to North America, the Caribbean, and also Latin America from 2 to 4 hours UTC. It was a fun show, and what was fun about it is that I wasn't alone. Paulette McQuarrie, who does our Ukrainian smorgasbord, as I call it. I don't ask me why I would call it a smorgasbord, because that's Swedish, but it sort of is a smorgasbord of Ukrainian stuff. Anyway, she joined me on the program, and it was a fun show, and we were very fortunate to find out that a number of our partner stations, as we did the show live from 2 to 4 hours UTC, also relayed the show on FM and AM in a number of places. So thanks to all of you for doing that. The show absolutely flew by. And I made a big mistake, an absolutely big mistake, when I was programming it. And this is something that I have done time and time again. And I do the same every week here on Happy Station. And that is, I bring way more than we actually need for the show. Now, the show that we did last week on June 29th was only 120 minutes. It was 2 hours. But I brought enough material to do, I think, 4 hours. Actually, we could have gone for 6 hours if I include the music in that. And somebody wrote me after we did the show, a listener in Cuba by the name of Carlos. And Carlos said to me, he said, the program was too short. Why couldn't you make it longer? Well, you know, next time I will know. And we can maybe stretch it out a little bit longer. Some people commented, depending on where they were, couldn't pick us up. They said they heard some jamming noise coming from somewhere. I'm not going to say where, but you know where it is. The jamming seems to be a little sporadic and not exactly 100%. Now, we had a number of listeners in Cuba that contacted us over the past few days. And some listeners in Havana said they only heard jamming. But others in other parts of Havana said they didn't hear any jamming at all. And in the eastern part of Cuba, they said they heard some, and in other parts they didn't. So the jamming is not exactly a correct science, unfortunately. You may know that some international broadcasters, two of the largest ones, I'm not going to mention any names, have always discussed the problem with jamming. And something that I've been saying for a long time is that, you know, there are ways to get around it. There are ways to get around it, guys. But anyway, getting back to the correspondence that we had quite a bit. And of course, we can't get to all of it. But I do want to mention a couple here right now. The first one is from Mark McKinney in the United States. He was on the show not too long ago because of some cassettes that he sent us. He said, I thought you and Paulette did a good job tonight. And I thought your ideas and those from Bob Zanotti were very insightful. And thank you very much, Mark, for your email. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Otherwise, we do a whole show of nothing but emails. Another one here came in from a listener in Southeast Asia, Wahid Laskar. Now, he didn't tune on shortwave because 9,955 kilohertz is highly unlikely to reach Southeast Asia, but he did manage to listen online via the website of WRMI. And he started listening to Radio Netherlands in 1985. Now, I should mention that the special that we did kind of coincided with a special program that Radio Netherlands put out on the same date, same time. Not the same frequency, of course. Coincided with that. Now, for those who also heard that program, I can honestly say now, at that day, I appeared on two stations at the same time. What am I talking about? Well, go check out the Radio Netherlands website. Listen to the file. We're going to be uploading a version of it here as well, so you can tune in. But anyway, I was asked to do a piece for their final English program. And since it was on the air at the same time as that we did this one, well, that's why it went out. I don't know if you can hear that. We have a window open, and there's some noise coming from outside right now. Can you hear that? Yeah, it's one of the temples, actually, not far from where we are. We're leaving the window open only because I still have a bit of a cold, and the air conditioning is not making it any better. And usually it's not this noisy, and it seems to be getting louder at the moment. Yes, well, anyway, Wahid enjoyed the program very much. And he's wondering if we're going to do it again. Yes, we will do it again in the near future. Okay. You can hear that now. I know you can because I can hear it in my headphones. We're going to have a little bit more music right now. This is what happens when you do a live show. You never know what can happen. All right, we're going to have a little bit more music right now. Here is Limite 21, or Limit 21, with Perdóneme.
Que de mí ya te contaron que he vivido una aventura en brazos de otro amor. Y aunque no me gustaría admitírtelo, esta vez tengo que darles la razón. Mucho tiempo ya ha pasado y a tu lado siempre he estado, pero no todo en la vida tiene explicación. Y no sé cómo he llegado a esta situación en la que me conquistó la tentación. Pero una oportunidad te pido yo, porque a ti yo te entregué toda mi vida y mi amor. Perdóname, yo nunca imaginé que fuera a suceder, y al fin yo espero que tú puedas comprender que soy un ser humano y puedo cometer una equivocación. Perdóname.
Limite 21, Limite 21 with Perdóneme here on your program, Happy Station. We also had a number of comments that came in through the PCJ Facebook page on the special program that we did on June 29th. Now, I have to be brutally honest with you. I did catch the final English broadcast from Radio Nederland. And I have to be honest, I was a little bit, shall we say, disappointed. I don't know why. Well, I know why. I mean, there seems to be this whole... it was just odd because it started off rather well, the first 6-7 minutes. And then it just sort of went down, and they mainly only focused on documentary and news stories that they did over the last 20 years. But wait a second. The station went on the air in 1947. There was nothing about any of the classic programs, and I was very shocked to hear there was no mention of people like Harry Van Gelder, Dodie and Jerry Cowan, Neville Gray, Luke Lucas, and many others. Very surprised indeed. It's almost as if, well, it's almost as if there was, say, a little bit of embarrassment to talk about the entertainment programs. Now, Radio Netherlands, everybody knows this, especially people that had listened many years ago. Radio Netherlands became famous because of their entertainment programs, including Happy Station. But they seem to have whitewashed that history. It was interesting. It was just very interesting. They did, however, on their satellite feed leading up to that last broadcast, which is the only one that went out on shortwave, they did have some other well-known Radio Netherlands programs that ran, like Media Network, the last edition of His and Hers, an edition of Happy Station that was recorded in some hotel that went on online, that was streaming online, and also went up on satellite. But I was wondering how many people were listening. You know, just I don't know. It was just very odd, and I'm very touched, and shocked. Shocked, I think, is the correct word, to find out from many of you that the program that we did was better. I mean, we had literally no budget. No budget indeed. But I want to thank you for all the nice comments and questions that came in since we did that program. Now, coming up at the end of the month, I will be away for 2 weeks. So for those stations that did not receive that special live program, we will be using some of that material later this month on the regular edition of Happy Station. Now, I know some of you are not going to be disappointed because you said that you would like to hear some of the stuff again. So we will have that coming up at the end of the month for 2 weeks. Okay? Now, not too long ago, a listener of ours sent me a link from YouTube of singer Judith Durham. Judith Durham, who sang with the Seekers. And she was singing the big Seekers hit, Georgie Girl. But she wasn't singing it with the Seekers. She was singing it with NXS. And surprisingly, it was very good. It was very good indeed. So we're going to dedicate this to you right now. Here's Georgie Girl, the Seekers, on Happy Station.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try? Or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. Is a reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time. another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see
a new Georgie girl.
Be the Georgie
Wake
girl.
Up, Georgie girl.
Be the Georgie
Come
girl.
On, Georgie girl.
Georgie girl, the Seekers, here on Happy Station. We now go to Bruce and Pamela Jensen in the United States, because on July 3rd, this past week, they celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary. So going out to Bruce and Pamela Jensen for their 25th wedding anniversary, here's Barbra Streisand with Fine and Dandy.
Please forgive this platitude, but I like your attitude. You are just the kind I've had in mind, never could find. Honey, I'm so keen on you, I could come to lean on you. On a
Barbra Streisand, Fine and Dandy. And if you have a special event coming up, like the 25th wedding anniversary of Bruce and Pamela Jensen, let us know. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Pet peeves. I think we all have many of them. And Keith, it was one who we have from, who's this from? Mike Page. A while ago, he wrote in asking me, you know, heard you talking about some of your pet peeves. There's one that I have with printers. And he's annoyed that he has a color printer, and when one of the inks goes low, he can't just print black. He has to buy a whole new cartridge. I know exactly what you mean. I have a printer. It's a very nice one. I'm not going to mention the brand names, the brand name of it, but it's a four-cartridge color printer. It has black, red, magenta, and yellow. And just recently, actually, even though it was a Monday, I ran out of yellow because I was printing some stuff, I think, last week or something. Anyway, I had to print off a letter to send off. as black, right? It was just, it's one color. The cartridge is new. It's full. But you can't print anything unless all the cartridges are full. That is, I think, the stupidest design that anybody can ever do. I mean, what is the point of that? If I just want black, if I have no red ink in the red cartridge, does it matter? It shouldn't. So I had to go all the way to the store just to get red, just so I can print off something in black. And the red cartridge is gonna last me a year because I don't print that many color documents. But I mean, that is the silliest thing. And something, of course, that I found out recently, or maybe I wouldn't say recently, maybe a while ago, but you know, printers, because buying a color printer today is very, very inexpensive. And it's one of those things, you know, from the printers, the companies don't make any money. They make the money from the ink. But still, guys, if I have no yellow, can I just print it in black? Just, you know, and I remember when I bought it, they said, oh, the convenient printer, you can print anything anytime. Well, no, I couldn't. I just wish it was something in black, you know. And the whole thing was just, it was just very silly. Just very silly indeed. So if you have a pet peeve, write me, and maybe we can do a whole show of pet peeves. I think that would be a lot of fun. One more thing I forgot to mention, by the way, the show that we did on June 29th, we did issue a special QSL card for that. You can find it, what it looks like, at our Facebook page. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio on our Facebook page, and you'll see it there. Okay, time now for more music. Here's Roy Black from Germany. He passed away many years ago, with Will it sein on your program, Happy Station.
Sei still und weine nicht, wenn dir heute das Herz aufbricht, muss auch ein Traum manchmal vergehen, Glaube und Hoffnung und Liebe, die bleiben bestehen. Verliebt sein in den Tag, der erwacht, in die Sonne, die lacht, ist der Mut noch so klein. Welt ringsumher und von irgendwoher kehrt das Glück bei dir ein und lässt dich nicht allein. Der Traum, der heut verrinnt, vielleicht morgen aufs Neu beginnt, wenn ich das Spiel auch heut verlier, Glaube und Hoffnung und Liebe sind immer bei dir. Verliebt sein in den Tag, der erwacht, in die Sonne, die lacht, ist der Mut noch so klein. Welt ringsumher und von irgendwoher kehrt das Glück bei dir ein und lässt dich nicht allein und lässt dich nicht allein.
From Germany, Roy Black with Will it sein. If you want to contact us, by the way, by snail mail, our address is very simple. No, it isn't. It's rather complicated. But I'll give it anyway. PCJ Radio, care of Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sandman Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Was that simple enough for you? Ah, yes. Once again, PCJ Radio, care of Happy Station. 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sandman Road. That's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road. Section 1, New Taipei City, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Well, that's all we have time for, everyone. Bye-bye. I'm just kidding, of course. The address is so long, I just feel like I ran out of all that airtime. But anyway, you do get in touch with us that way, if you please. Actually, you know, I have to admit, there is something about receiving letters. I think it's a dying art. And I mentioned on the show that we did last week, in case you didn't hear it, I said, you know, not too long ago, I was with a group of people that were under the age of 25. And we were talking about, I think it was email and Facebook and all these other silly things. And I said, well, have you ever just, you know, sat down, take a pen, write a letter on a piece of paper, put it into an envelope, go to the post office, buy a stamp, stick it in a little red box, and off it goes. And the reaction was, well, there were two reactions. The first reaction was, why would you do that? The second one was, huh, really? You can do that? Really? You can do that. I remember a long time ago, when I was in school, one of the things that we actually had to learn was writing a letter. And to my shock, I was surprised that they don't teach that anymore. They don't even teach, let's say, new students how to write an email. Isn't that, I think that is shocking, you know, which is one of the reasons why you get all these silly, and I have to admit, I'm guilty of it myself sometimes. But, you know, like sometimes instead of people say R, right? How are you doing? But instead of writing it A-R-E, they'll put the letter R and the letter U. Okay, it's shorter. But, you know, I realized that when you're communicating, let's say, with people in different cultures, putting these symbols doesn't help sometimes because nobody really has an idea what it is. Anyway, somebody sent me a letter one time, and it was an email, and they wrote like that through the entire thing. I got tired, and I felt that I needed to have a book to decipher the code. I mean, have you ever heard anything more silly, you know? But really, nobody knows how to write a letter anymore. I have to admit, you know, okay, I don't do it as often as I'd like, because of course we all know that sending an email is a lot more convenient. But there is something, you know, about sitting down with a piece of paper, a pen, writing it out, or even typing it out and printing it off. If you have all four color cartridges, and you can print black, otherwise you forget it. But sending it that way, putting it into an envelope, and sending it off. You know, we live in this world now where everything has to be instant. You know, oh, I'll send you a message right away, and oh, I'll send you an email right away, or oh, there's a message on Facebook. Everything has to be instant. And I kind of say to myself, really, it does? I mean, what did we do 20, 25 years ago? Everything was running fine. Nobody was, I think, less stressed. I still remember the big conversations that people were having a long time ago when email and the internet was coming out, saying, oh, it'll make things easier. But has it? No, I don't. I personally, okay, yes, I mean, it has in many ways. But you think about how people these days are tied to their jobs. Really, people are tied to their jobs. They know, or their bosses know, or the company knows, that they can be reached at any time, night or day. I mean, there was a time when you left at 5 or 6 or whatever time you left work. You'd go home, and that was it. And if there were any problems that came up during the night, well, you deal with it the next day. But today, everything has to be done immediately. And I just go, what is the point? Really, what is the point? Can we just sort of take it easy? You know, sit back, relax. You know, if you can't do it right now, is it going to harm anybody that we just do it tomorrow? That is my personal view on it. And it's also, you know, like I said before, Tom and I had a discussion about this, how, you know, social media. Okay, now, yes, I use social media a lot. But is it really social? Are people losing the skill of, well, social skills? Talking to somebody one-on-one. Interesting idea. In fact, when we talked about it, you know, Tom gave me the idea for a special program from PCJ where we're going to be looking at that aspect. We're not going to do it on this show, but we're going to do it on Media Network to look at the real social aspect of social media, and really, is it social? You know, depending on, of course, who you talk to, people give different answers, but, you know, really, it isn't. You know, it's nothing like, say, picking up the phone and calling somebody, saying, hey, how you doing? What are you up to? Time now for more music. I am talking a lot today. The Beatles, Please Please Me.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya, and nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 99.55 kHz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kHz DRM on shortwave, satellite, and the internet. This is PCJ Radio.
Oh,
Enya and Only Time here on your program, Happy Station. Well, actually, that's the last song that we have now because we're running out of time very fast. But before we go, just a couple of things that I want to remind you of. First, about the special programs of Happy Station that we have coming up at the end of the month and the beginning of next month. Of some of the material that we used for our special live June 29th broadcast to North America. You'll be able to hear it over 2 weeks, not all of it, but some of it, because there's even some material that we didn't use, which was a shame, but we just ran out of time. You know, when Paulette and I, we were doing the show, it was funny because I was just waking up. I was on my second cup of coffee. She was on her second glass of wine. So I was like waking up and she was like, oh, up here and everything. Yes, but no, it wasn't quite like that. But it's kind of amazing when you think about it, how you can do a show in different time zones and you don't even have to be in the same place. You know, and just to give you a good example of how doing a program like this has changed from, let's say, the days of Eddie Starts or the day of Tom Mayer. You know, last summer when I was in Singapore and we did this show with a lot of bits and pieces recorded around Singapore. Actually, the show was not recorded at one single time. It was recorded in bits and pieces. And on the flight back to Taiwan, I loaded all my clips into my laptop and did the editing on the plane. And then I thought to myself, well, guess what? We have internet on this flight. So guess what I did? I transferred the file from my laptop flying at 35,000 feet to our FTP. And when I got back home, it was there and I didn't have to do anything for a few days. It was nice. Amazing what you can do. It really is absolutely amazing. You know, and the same thing like with television these days. You know, you can, as a TV reporter, I mean, equipment has changed so much. I know a few reporters here in Taiwan that do it. They don't even have a cameraman anymore. It's the reporter that goes out with a camera and does everything himself. And there's a new software that I recently saw at a technology exhibition here in Taiwan that's for an iPad. And essentially, it's like having a master control room for television on your iPad. So if you're a reporter and you're doing a live spot somewhere, you can control your whole piece just by touching a screen. It is amazing, you know. And you think about, you know, when I started off in radio, I was still using tape. And before tape was being used, everything was recorded on disc. And when it was recorded on disc, guess what? You couldn't do any editing. And you couldn't make any changes, you know. What you recorded is what you heard. With tape, you had more flexibility. But it's amazing what you can do nowadays. But I have to be perfectly honest. I really do miss working with tape. Especially the editing side. I was known at one station I was at to have they called me the guy with the fastest razor blade in the West. Because I was able to edit very quickly. And not too long ago, because I still have a deck, I said to someone, actually, I said, you know, I could edit probably faster than you can with you using some software. And he said, oh, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And I said, okay, you know what? Let's try it. So we recorded the same file and we were given the task to record the same bits and pieces. And I said, I can have mine ready to air before you can. And sure enough, I did. Because as he was editing it digitally, there were two things that happened. First, his computer slowed down, and then he had to save the file and then transfer it somewhere else for it to be put into some software to be on the air. Whereas me, I was like, okay, it's already done. Rewind. Here we go. Yeah, true. Really true. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for today. Once again, our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Go and check it out. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pellon, wishing you well, hoping that we'll see you all again very soon. So until next time, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and Sayonara.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.